The morning was approaching, so they both undressed, and just to confuse the guards even more, Tung hung Madrick's robe over the stallion's neck. They waited. That was all they could do now.
"I'm cold," said Tung.
"Shh!"
They waited some more and some more.
"Listen,"
said Tung, as soon as he heard the heavy thump of men marching down the corridor.
"It's time," said Madrick.
They held hands and Tung said the spell in his head. The pair disappeared. Everything was going according to plan, until there was a loud cracking sound as Tung's invisible head crashed against the rock-hard floor.
"Damn! That wasn't my fault this time," said Madrick as he felt the floor to find his invisible partner.
When Tung came to, he looked around and was delighted to see neither Madrick nor himself. He was proud of his work again. However, there was no time for backpatting, even if he could have found one to pat.
"Press yourself against the wall," said Madrick. "If the guards accidentally bump into us, our goose will be well and truly cooked."
"Goose," said Tung.
He closed his eyes and sniffed the air. Something was cooking, but it was probably some poor prisoner being roasted by the torturers.
"Tung, are you against the wall?"
"Of course,"
he said as he snapped out of his foodie daydream and did what he'd been told. He shivered and gasped as his skin touched the freezing stone, but he pressed himself hard against the icy granite. The guards weren't going to trip over him if he could help it.
"I'm getting good at this magic thing," he whispered. "I have a skill to be proud of. I wish my friends could see me now."
He smiled at his little joke.
"Shh! The footsteps are just outside. This is it."
Bolts scrunched and crunched before the door slammed open and the guards burst in. No prisoners to be seen. All they found was a magnificent stallion gorging on what appeared to have been a sumptuous banquet. Frantic searching revealed nothing.
"Where the hell did they go?"
screamed one guard.
"What in God's name has been going on here?"
yelled another. Pandemonium reigned. How were they going to explain this to their sergeant-at-arms? Someone's head would roll, probably literally. In the ensuing confusion, Madrick slipped unnoticed out of the cell. But before Tung could follow, a bull of a man stepped out of the darkness of the corridor and blocked the doorway. Horrified, Tung found himself staring into a pair of bloodshot, piggy eyes. The eyes stared back, but seemed to be looking straight through him. The man's fat face was so close that he could actually taste the smell of rancid sausage meat and garlic, which seeped from the man's slobbery mouth.
"Sausages," whispered Tung.
The big man's piggy eyes squinted as he peered deep into the cell. He started swinging his arms about as if trying to swat a fly. Had he heard the whisper? Tung fell to his knees just in time to avoid a flailing fist. The big fellow was standing with his feet wide apart, arms flapping like a drowning man. Tung saw his chance and scuttled on all fours through the man's legs and out the door. Confused shouts echoed behind him as he scampered silently along the corridor, which led out of the dungeon. Where was Madrick? Had the old man got out safely? Before he had the chance to try and find him, he saw Bilden and Tad, the two jailers who'd tormented him mercilessly during his short stay in prison. It would have been idiotic to try and exact some revenge when all that mattered was escape. But idiotic was what Tung did best. So why stop now? He reached under the table and squeezed Bilden hard in a place that made him double over like a bear trap snapping shut. His face smashed into the table, and he yelped like a little girl. Although the same attack wouldn't have hurt a little girl in quite the same way. His reaction was surprisingly swift. It certainly surprised Tad, who, before he had a chance to work out what was going on, found Bilden's dagger plunged deep into his shoulder. Blood poured from the wound and curses poured from his mouth.